Don't touch my soul. When it's a rhythm, I know. Don't touch my crown. They see the vision I've found. Don't touch what's there.
Hey guys, welcome back to Black Hair Care Matters.
Hello everybody, man. What's good, y'all? This is your girl Queen Quaymo, and this is the Black Hair Care Matters podcast. Shalom, salutations, assalamu alaikum, all of that, man. What's good, y'all? What's good? I haven't been on here in so long. Like, I've been itching to get back to podcasting, but I just had too much shit going on to my life, and I didn't feel like I was in no position to be talking to nobody, because I didn't feel like it was going to come from a place of good intention. I felt like it wasn't coming from a place of love. I felt like it wasn't coming from a place of clarity. So I stopped podcasting because I didn't feel like at that point I could really give y'all what's needed as a podcaster. So I just wasn't doing this shit, y'all, and I felt so bad because I really missed y'all, and I know that y'all really missed me. I mean, I did. I missed y'all, and it feels so good to be loved. Like, it's been a minute since I even posted an episode, and as soon as I get on here, I got voice messages from people. I actually have emails from people just asking when I'm gonna do another episode. People way in Brazil, people way in South America. Thank y'all so much, man. Thank y'all for listening to my old episodes. Thank y'all for reaching out to me. Just thank y'all, man. And I'm just here to say that shit, it's up, you know. So for those of you who just started listening to me, my name is Queen Quaymo. I hate to say this, but shit, fuck it. I really hate doing all that phony shit. I'm the CEO and founder. Well, I'm the CEO and founder of Queen Quaymo Hair Care. That is a product line for naturals, loose naturals, locks, you name it. You know, I sell shampoos, conditioners, curl creams, hair oils, styling gels, all natural derived ingredients, you know, with herbs and good oils and just fucking fire ass products. You feel me? So I've been doing this product line now for about 4 years. For 4 years, I've been doing the product line, but I've been natural in total of 13 14 15 16 17 18 19 20 21 22. Okay, so I've been natural for like 10 or 11 years. I returned natural in 2011. So yeah, that's all that I got to say about me. But really what I want to talk to y'all about today, because I've been getting a lot of compliments on Instagram, in person, everywhere I go, I've been getting compliments about my locks. So I want to talk more about the lock journey. So if you're a person that have been interested in starting a lock journey, or you need tips for your locks, this is the episode you want to listen to. And sis, this your motherfucking sign. Let's start these locks. Let's start these locks because you look good. You look good. Let's start these locks. So I returned natural in 2011. I didn't fully start embracing the natural journey. And by that, I mean wearing my natural hair until 2013, 2014. So I became more comfortable with my hair and with myself. And just, I just was really enjoying the experience. So about 2017, I decided, you know what? I'm finna do the lock journey, because I've did every other hairstyle that you ever could think of. I've probably fucking had it. I had my shit shaved off with a little design and a little fade. I done had the Fantasia haircut. I done had the box braids, which was my specialty. I was a bad bitch with them box braids. I had the sew-ins, the 27-piece. I kept a mean 27-piece with the feather cut. Shout out to my bitch Stacy. But listen, I done had every motherfucking hairstyle that you could probably think of except for locks. And so I did attempt to do the lock journey in like 2013, but y'all, I just wasn't motherfucking ready. I wasn't ready, y'all. I tried to do the lock journey in 2013. I just wasn't ready. So I took them out, and like I said, in 2017, I was like, you know what? I think it's time. Like, I had done everything. My hair was healthy. I wasn't putting no chemicals in my hair. I was like, this is it. And I can honestly say, I'm going to be 100 with y'all. I can honestly say that is one of the best decisions I ever decided to make in my life. If I wouldn't have started the lock journey, I wouldn't have started making shampoo. If I wouldn't have started making shampoo, I wouldn't have started Queen Quamo Hair Care Line. If I wouldn't have started Queen Quamo Hair Care Line, I wouldn't be even more motivated to continue to embrace my natural image. Y'all, this shit is, we are some beautiful ass people. Like, for real. Like, black people, we dope as fuck. Like, for real. We fight as fuck. Everybody looks at us, and even if they, whether they want to say it or admit it or not, they look at us with admiration. Even if it's hate, I'm telling you, it's still admiration. I'm telling you. Like, so we should give ourselves that same fucking energy. Like, we should look at ourselves with admiration. We should look at ourselves with nothing but fucking love. We should look at ourselves like we want to fuck the shit out of ourselves. You hear me? And if you struggling with confidence, and if you struggling just in life period, and you just trying to draw closer, a lock journey can actually help you do that. And I can't say for everybody, but I'll say that's what it did for me. That's exactly what it did for me. When I locked my hair, everything changed. My perception of beauty changed. My patience skills changed. The love for myself changed. My intentions changed, you know, because once I started locking my hair, first of all, I got it locked in 2017. So 3/7/17 is when I started my lock journey. And when I started, I went to this African lady and she put that motherfucking black gel in my hair. And I was so upset because I hadn't used no chemicals. And I never went back to her. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do this myself. And so I'll say from 2017 all the way to 2019, I didn't allow anybody to do my hair. I literally was washing, retwisting, getting all, learning and fucking up and doing good shit and fucking up with my own with my own head for like 2 years. So, but in that process, I learned so much. The first thing that I learned is, everybody locks is not the same. So if you want to start the lock journey and you like, well, I want my locks to look like this person locks, or I want my locks to look like that person locks, or I want mine to be this size, or I want mine to be that size. Listen, do what you want for your head, but do it for you, because your shit not going to look like nobody else's shit. Even if y'all go to the same exact person and get the same exact pattern, as your locks grow, they're like a flower. They're like a plant. They're going to do what they want to do. As far as growing, as far as developing, as far as shape, they're going to do what they want to do. And it all depends on how you nurture your garden, which is your crown, your head. So if you want your locks to look good, treat your locks good. Don't look at your locks like they're ugly. You know, people say they got the ugly phase and all of this other shit. Listen, they're not ugly, okay? Ain't no fucking ugly phase. Ain't no ugly phase. Now, I'll say struggle phase, because it forces you. It forces you to really look deep inside of yourself and either learn to appreciate the things you don't like, or develop some hate for the things you don't like. So the lock journey is just not for the fucking weak at all. And I would battle. Some days I really loved my hair and I would feel really good and I would be on cloud nine. And sometimes I would feel like that and then I would go out into the world and these so-called friends and family members would say stupid shit to me like, girl, why you got your shit looking like that? You really need to get a style. Why you gotta have it like that? Well, my friend, she got locks and hers don't look like that. And woo-woo-woo. And you know what I had to learn how to do? I had to tell the motherfuckers, girl, shut the fuck up. This my motherfucking head. If I want my shit to just go through the process, and if I just want to slick it back and put a headband on and just let them be free, that's what the fuck I got them for. I was prepared for the lock journey. You don't got to try to project your fucking insecurities on me. I like my hair. But every now and then, if you were hearing so much, it could start getting to you. It could start triggering to you. Like, It was so many people talking shit about me and my lock journey, and you know, it just was a lot. And then now that I'm 6 years in and my shit is prospering and they beautiful and they thick and they full and they long as fuck, you feel me? Long glass locks, they be tickling my ass crack, you hear me? Now that my shit looking like that, these same people that made mockery of me, they're asking for tips. And you know what I do? I give them tips. Because when you don't know, you don't know. You don't know, you know? And that's what the lock journey teaches you. You know, that's what the luck journey teaches you. So, ladies, if some of you are already listening to me, if some of you listen to me and you have locks already, and you struggling, you know, let me tell you something. Learn to appreciate your locks, every part of it, because when they short, you be like, oh, I can't wait for them to get long. But then, now that my shit is longer, I'm like, damn, I wish I would have appreciated that part of my locks a little bit more. You know, just really enjoying the journey. Every day is different. Every day you feel different. Embrace it all. Embrace it all. So starting a lock journey for me, it wasn't just about no appearance. It wasn't just no motherfucking hairstyle. This shit is a lifestyle. The moment that I put them locks in my head, I started becoming intentional, even more intentional about what I was putting in my hair. So I started trying to shampoo my shit, and my shit would be real crunchy, like Flamin' Hots, and they was just dry, and I hated that shit. And I was like, man, I need to find a good shampoo. And I could not find a good shampoo. So I started doing research, and I started making shampoo. I was making shampoo and conditioner. The very first shampoo that I made was a recipe I found on YouTube. So if you want that recipe, it works really good for growing your hair, keeping your hair moisturized, and it was fine as fuck, and it was real easy to make. You can get that recipe in my natural hair care journal that's on sale right now. You know, it's shameless plug, you feel me? You could grab that journal on my website for $10 right now, but it got 2 free recipes, my hair care struggles, and some tips, and also some space for you to start documenting your journey, because that's important. But anyways, the moment that I got the locks, like I said, I started trying to find a shampoo. I couldn't find one, so I started making shampoo. Started making a shampoo, and then I just fell in love with the texture. You know, I really fell in love with the texture. So at that point, you know, that's how I developed my line. You know, that's how I could develop the hair care line. That's how I started selling hair care products. Starting to sell hair care products also opened me up, because it's so many women, and not just women, but it's so many people in general that want to start the lock journey, but they don't have the information. We don't have a lot of information about locks. We don't have a lot of people expressing the importance of it. But now we have so many people getting them. We have so many people getting locks, and people are getting them strictly for the appearance. And so they like, well, I want the locks, but I don't want to look ugly. Well, let me tell you whole something. Don't get locks. Because if you think you're going to look ugly with locks, then you shouldn't even motherfucking get them, because you're not going to look ugly. You're going to look good as fuck, but you're going to have to learn to love the real you. The real you that's up under that makeup, that's up under that filter. You're going to have to learn to love the real you. And that's what the lock journey forces you to do. So, to all of you ladies, it's no shade. It's just me being 100 to y'all, speaking sister to sister. It's okay if you want to style your locks and maybe put braids over them and put the weaves over them and put the hair wraps. Yes, do that until you feel comfortable. But learn to feel comfortable and shake them motherfucking locks. Look in the mirror. Slick your shit back. Make sure they all the moisturized to your liking. And shake the motherfucking locks. The energy that transfer within your body, the confidence that come out within your body just from you doing that, that shit's priceless, bro. That shit's priceless. And anybody can get a hairdo. Anybody can get a hairdo. So it's not about the hairdo. It's about the lifestyle that's associated with returning natural. It's about the lifestyle that's associated with the lock journey, you know? The eye-opening experiences that you have within yourself, and like it forces you to do some self-reflection. Like, why do I feel like this is ugly? Who told me this was ugly? Is this my belief, or is this the outsider's belief? And why am I allowing these outsiders to influence how I am? And then I'm attracting all of this negativity towards my life because I refuse to embrace the real me. A lot happens when you lock your hair, and listen, it's very empowering, it's very strengthening, it's very beautiful, and I'm gonna be 100. A lot of times, all of the negative comments I received was not from men. Men love my locks and still do. They be hypnotized, like they love my fucking locks. And at first, I couldn't understand why they love it so much, even when I didn't even feel like sometimes they look good. but it made me do some more evaluation. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is important to me? Is it important to me to look good to other people? Or is it important for me to look good for me? And why do I feel like I don't look good? You know, it just make you question yourself. So if you've been thinking about doing a lock journey, you should. So a couple of questions people been asking me. They're like, do I regret it? No, I don't regret it. I will never regret the lock journey. It helped me really, really connect with myself. Like, because some days, that especially as a black woman, one of the most like therapeutic and also one of the most depressing things for us is our hair. You know, when we stressed out, a lot of times what people do, they cut their hair or they go to their beauty salon. And then if you don't go to the beauty salon, what happens? You feel depressed because you don't know what to do with your hair. And we've been conditioned for so many years because we have to go in these fucking spaces. We got to go places that don't, we got to go to jobs that don't even fuck with us like that. They don't even appreciate us. They don't value us. And so we have to make sure the hairdo matches the setting, or we have to go out in public in different places that don't accept us and don't appreciate us and don't embrace us. So then now that trickles on to us. Now we don't accept us. We don't appreciate us. We don't value us. You know, so all of those things start going through your head when you really start learning to take care of your natural hair. Everything we were taught about ourselves was just fucking wrong, including hair, especially hair. And so now I'm so grateful. All praise be to God. I'm so happy to see so many women returning natural, to see so many women becoming more intentional about what products they want to put on their body, because they gave us so much shit that really fucked us up, including some of the images that they put in front of us to fuck us up, to make us feel like we can only be beautiful if we do this. We can be beautiful no matter what the fuck we do. No matter what the fuck we do. Like, as long as you're taking care of yourself. So locking your hair really helps you to take better care of yourself. You spend more time. Like, now wash day is a spa day for me. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you, I ain't gonna stunt. Now my shit too long. Like, I don't even know how long my shit is. I haven't measured them, but I know it's past. It's like to my crack. I'm not washing my shit no more. So I go to my stylist and I allow her to wash my hair, and it just feels like a little piece of heaven. It just feels like I'm at the spa. It's so relaxed and it's so soothing. And she's not rushing through it, and she's taking her time to gently massage and cleanse. And that really just helps you releasing some of these fucking negative energies that's just going on through our bodies in the world and shit like that. Like, that's part of self-care. So spending more time washing your hair, spending more time doing your hair, spending more time to learn your hair. And so then, now that you're doing all of this stuff for your hair, you start doing it with other areas in your life. I started evaluating how I think. I started evaluating how I treat other people around me. I started evaluating the foods I would put in my body. At one point in time, I was like super vegetarian, you know. Not now, but I'm gonna find my way back. But anyways, I was like super vegetarian because I became intentional about even what I chose to eat. Then me choosing to not let other people's voices affect mine, I was even choosy about what I decided to listen to. I was choosy about places that I decided to go to. You know, no. That's what it's all about. If a person is feeling like, you know, and I really hate that. I really hate when people, you should wear your hair like this. No, bitch, you should mind your motherfucking business, because I'm going to wear my hair how the fuck I want to wear my hair. I don't care who got locks like mine and they shit don't look like mine. I don't care if it makes you more comfortable if I wear my hair a certain way. And because, like, now I'm about to get wigs. I'm about to get wigs. And it's because I think it's different levels. Like, me personally, my hair just became very, very spiritual. I don't allow everybody to touch my hair. I do not allow everybody to do my hair. I do not chair hop. What else? Yeah, I don't put everything in my hair. Shit, Queen Quemo Hair Care, mainly. Sometimes I got to use other shit, because sometimes I run out of my own shit. And that's just me being honest right now. But mainly, Queen Quemo Hair Care. And I start wrapping my hair more. And the reason I start wrapping my hair more is because it is a habit of people, because they see how long my hair is, they want to touch it. And I started feeling uncomfortable because you just never know. I hate to be all cliche or be like the trendy spiritual world of social media, but it really is true. Everybody ain't right. And I don't want everybody touching me. And I know that it's only natural for them to want to touch my hair, you know? So I start wrapping it up more and I start really embracing like my hair being sacred, you know, my hair being sacred. In other countries, you can't just go touch no woman's hair. That's why they garbed up. You can't do that. And just the way that you carry yourself starts becoming different because you don't want people to feel like they can just do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. Like, I'm very nice. I'm very welcoming. But I'm very protective about my space. And I don't just want people I don't know violating my space. But if you're thinking about locking your hair, do it. There is a lot you can do with it. Like I said, if you want to get the weaves and you want to get the braids and you want to wrap it up, yes, do that. But learn to spend more time just with them hanging, just with them being free. Learn to understand your locks. Count your locks, you know. Touch them, massage them. And try not to do it when you're not feeling good, bad. But when you're feeling good, you know, when you're feeling really good, rub your head. Massage your head. Stroke your head, you know. Put good oils in your head, you know. That helps a lot. That helps a lot. If you don't, you know, if you don't know what to do, find you a loctician. There's plenty of locticians, and I'm gonna start tagging locticians on my Instagram page. There's plenty of locticians that you could go to. You just can't be being cheap, y'all. I know that everybody have bills and I understand that, but listen, it's an investment into yourself to make sure you're using good products and got a good stylist. That is an investment into your well-being. That is an investment into you being in alignment with your purpose. That is an investment for you having good energy and feeling whole and feeling complete. Taking care of yourself, you come first. So you can take $100 and go get your locks done. You can take $100. Well, mine's ain't $100. Another shameless plug. Listen, I got a $50 bundle. You heard me? You can take $50 and go get a nice little Queen Quemo hair care bundle. And it's going to last you for a while. You know, those are the necessities of things that you should do to take care of you. When you're taking care of you, you're taking care of your spirit. When your spirit's intact, you're better to everybody around you. All of this happened, though, y'all. I'm telling you, my eyes just opened up the moment I locked my hair. And so I'm going to talk more about it, but not today, you know, to be continued. I just wanted to let y'all know that I'm out here and I'm back podcasting. So if you've missed me, I'm back and I love y'all and I appreciate y'all so much. And shout out to all of my Queen Quemo hair care supporters. Like, man, y'all been through the fucking trenches with me. Like, I've been going through it. Like, I'm talking about trying to manage a fucking relationship, being evicted, all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Just shit was going on in my life. But listen, we ain't got to talk about none of that shit right now. I'm going to start easing y'all into more stories because I believe in transparency. Because guess what? Sometimes when you open up about what you're going through and people see you get through it, it helps them and motivates them to get through it too. So never be ashamed about nothing you went through. Never be ashamed about nothing you motherfucking doing. And never, definitely never, ever, ever be ashamed about your goddamn appearance. You look good. So if you want to lock your hair, you lock your hair. You want to return natural, you return natural. Fuck what these naysayers got to say. You can make that shit good because that shit ain't on you, it's in you.
I used to be ashamed of my natural bone crown. I had to have my inches, hated wearing it down. But God awakened me and gave me the truth that my hair is connection with my spiritual roots. But having all the knowledge was only one part. I had to drown out an image that was forced on me. No more permanent impressing, the gluing, the damage. But wearing my afro like curls and coils, cause I'm black, sister, I'm here with you. You're strong, don't listen to the ones against you. You're queen, sister, supreme, sister. You're glorious, magnificent, and heaven sent. You're my gorgeous sister, rock froze my sisters. Love yourself and everything that comes with you. You're a queen, sister, supreme, sister. Remember to go ahead and take a picture. Thank you.
Thank you.